listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. Bunbury police are on the lookout for a man who may be able to assist with a number of ongoing investigations. Alex Rowan Hume, described as being 175 centimetres tall, of medium build, with brown hair and green eyes. The 31-year-old is known to frequent Bunbury and Busselton. Anyone who spots him is urged not to approach him, but to call police immediately. A health group is leading the charge to provide more holistic care for veterans experiencing PTSD. SANA reiterating the lasting impacts on those who served for their country ahead of Anzac Day. Founder Ruth Limkin says more support is needed.
Unfortunately, 1 in 10 ADF members have experienced post-traumatic stress disorder in their life, particularly where symptoms last for over a year. And that doesn't matter whether or not they've been deployed overseas or served on home soil.
An Albany man has been sentenced to more than a year behind bars following an axe attack at the Waterfront Marina. The 23-year-old held the weapon to the victim's neck and threatened to kill him after he refused to give him a lift home in March. Thousands of people are expected to gather in the Great Southern tomorrow for Anzac Day commemorations. Known as Australia's home of Anzac, a dawn service will take place at Mount Clarence from 5:30. Michael Tugwell from the Albany RSL says the service will be followed by a gunfire breakfast.
The dawn service is followed by the gunfire breakfast, another Anzac tradition down at the Albany Entertainment Centre. That runs from 6 until 7:45 in the morning. And then we focus on the troop march, which forms up here in York Street at the Town Hall at 9:30.
In sport, footy fever has returned to the South West, with the South West Footy League getting underway over the weekend. Busselton, Donnybrook and Eton all recording round one wins, while both South Bunbury and HBL set a high standard with their victories, brooding 128 and 134, respectively.